4. Commander Rick Weaver shifted in and out of consciousness. The closer he came to reality, the more he wanted to stay asleep. In his fragmented dreams, he was still with his family aboard Ares. He could still see his wife, Jennifer, and the freckled faces of his daughters, Kayla and Cassie, standing in the crowd of family members in the launch bay.
"Promise me you're coming back," Jennifer said.
He gazed into those green eyes for a moment.
"I promise, baby."
He sealed the words with a kiss.
"Bye, Daddy,"
Kayla said, looking up with the wide, curious eyes of a 7-year-old, still innocent of the real world's horrors. 5-year-old Cassie had even less of a clue, and that was fine with him.
"I'll be back in no time," Weaver said.
He leaned down and hugged them both, then gave Jennifer a last, lingering kiss. A stab of pain shook him free of the memory. He opened his eyes to find his family gone, replaced by a sky the color of bruises. Lightning flashed overhead, splitting through the clouds like a network of veins.
"No,"
he choked, reaching toward the storm. He closed his eyes again in a vain attempt to stay a few more minutes with his wife and daughters. The rumble of thunder kept him from slipping away. Reality slowly closed in. His family was 4 miles up there, waiting for him to return with the fuel cells and pressure valves that would save his home and everyone in it. A voice called out,
"Commander, can you hear me?"
Weaver gradually became aware of being on his back and of someone shaking his armored shoulder. He blinked away the stars floating before his eyes and saw a mirrored visor staring down at him. He recognized the small cross cresting above the visor. It was Ralph Jones, the youngest member of Team Titanium.
"Where's Jay and Sarah?" Weaver mumbled.
Jones shook his head. Another fragmented memory surfaced, the flash of lightning that hit both divers in freefall. They were dead before they even had a chance to open their chutes. His eyes lingered on the little white cross. The only thing he really knew about the new guy was that he was a deeply religious man and that this was his 5th jump. Jones had done well in training, but he had almost no surface time. But no matter, he had survived, and Weaver was glad to have another diver at his side.
"Let me help you up, sir,"
Jones said. He grabbed Weaver up.